You're listening to the SCAC 20th Anniversary Podcast. This year, the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference is celebrating its 20th anniversary, 1991 through 2011. As a part of the celebration, the conference is taking a look back at the top 20 moments over the past 20 years of each sport. Today, we are taking a look at the top moment in men's cross country. October 30th, 1999. The Rhodes College men win their 10th consecutive CAC-SCAC cross country title at the 1999 SCAC Cross Country Championships at Hendricks College. And the third closest finish in the history of the event, the Lynx edged out Trinity University by 9 points and DePaul University by 11 as head coach Robert Shankman earned his 9th straight SCAC Men's Cross Country Coach of the Year honor in post-race voting. Today we are joined by head coach Robert Shankman, still the head coach of the Lynx. And coach, first of all, congratulations and thanks for joining us today.
Sure, it's great to talk to you, Russell.
Coach, as I mentioned, October 30th, 1999, your Rhodes men's team continued its dominance, winning their 10th consecutive SCAC men's title. Just talk about how you were able to maintain such dominance over those years throughout that decade.
Well, thanks, Russell. That was actually a really fun time looking back at it. When I started at Rhodes in 1990, honestly, the league was, much weaker than it is today. And, we were just fortunate that we had some good athletes and a lot of energy and an athletic director that really supported distance running. We really didn't think about it as much early on. And obviously, as we started winning, six, seven, eight titles, it was fun, and there was a lot of not pressure, but kind of fun pressure, I guess, on the guys to maintain that. And I think over time we had a little bit of a target on our back. That 10th one was kind of neat because the year before, 98, we DePauw, now we do a nice job. They had a really strong team. We had a strong team, and so that was really sort of the one, I guess, where there was a lot of emotion attached to it. And we had a bunch of seniors, they had a bunch of seniors, and we were fortunate enough to win that on the 9th one. And we actually were a bit down in 99, and DePaul was a bit down as well. So we really we were pretty worried about that. But the guys, interestingly, really understood that the 10th was on the line, and so they really stepped up and did a great job. And that was a lot of fun for sure.
What specifically do you remember most about that 99 team, Coach?
Well, I specifically remember that we were just a little more developmental, and I was pretty nervous about it. And frankly, I thought, there was a good shot that we would not repeat. I remember, a couple of individuals that really stepped up and ran stronger than I thought they would. Actually one of the weaker teams we had. Great guys, but we were just young, and they were still kind of developmental. And, all the teams go through cycles. We were just at a point where we just had a lot of freshmen and sophomores. So we were actually, as one of the weaker teams we'd had in a while. So I was pretty nervous about that one. That was a lot of fun.
Coach, during that stretch, you were named SCAC Coach of the Year every year. Talk about what that honor meant to you over that decade.
Sure. Well, obviously, you take a lot of pride in that, and I'm very appreciative that the coaches in the conference thought that, our program was, had done a nice job in those years, and obviously, I feel pretty humbled by that, and that was, obviously a real feel-good, period, and I really appreciate that confidence that the other coaches had in our program and the feelings they had about what we were doing.
Coach, as I look back over that decade, one of the interesting things that stood out to me was that over that stretch of that decade of dominance, not one time did an individual Lynx runner win an SCAC title, which I think really speaks to the team aspect of the sport. Some might see it as an individual sport, but talk about the dynamics of the race and how really important the team aspect is in a cross-country race.
Absolutely, and that's a great point, and I look back, and we talked about that a lot. you know, with our athletes and among the coaching staff, you know, even for a few years after that, how at that time we really depended on kind of more depth. And, you know, I think that, you know, there were a lot of programs that did a really good job with the top runner here or there. And, but we just really, you know, preached kind of an environment of, you know, hey, let's just try to get a little bit better every day. And we did. We were fortunate. We had pretty good depth. We had pretty good numbers. And, you know, that's part of cross country is that, you know, a lot of people, you know, if you'll spend the time, and really invest in being, you know, a strong distance runner and understand that that is a process. A lot of our runners were not necessarily coming into the program, those, you know, kind of guys that are, you know, recruited by the Division I programs, but, you know, still good athletes in high school, but maybe their talent level was a little more modest, but just really bought into it over a four-year period. And, you know, by the time they're juniors and seniors, they're really, you know, exceeding really kind of their own expectations. So that definitely, for us to have been successful, we really had to have sort of a strong family environment. We really had to have personalities that were more long-term goal-oriented. So that's another thing that was a big source of pride, is that we felt like that we were able to accomplish some success during that period with, you know, athletes that were, like I said, more long-term goal-oriented, really kind of bought into the philosophy of they need to develop over 4 years. So that was even, you know, made that streak, I guess, even more fulfilling in a way.
Coach, as I look back over that decade of dominance that led to that moment in 1999, one of the things, and I know you've talked about it already a little bit, but another thing that stuck out was that 1998 race that you talked about in that battle against DePauw, when the Lynx came out on top with a winning score of 39-47 over the Tigers. Talk about what you remember specifically about that race in 98.
Yeah, I remember that race very well. Interestingly, we raced DePauw 2 weeks prior to this. In fact, Corey and I have talked about that a couple of times. We were at we were up in Kankakee at Olivet Nazarene, and they actually, people don't remember this, but they beat us pretty solid just 2 weeks before that conference meet. And I think that I was a little upset about that. We did not race well. And I think the guys were really upset with themselves and knew that they needed to step it up. And I don't know, everything just really came together that day. We frankly had you know, some people, you know, run PRs, and clearly for two or three of our guys, it was really the best performance of their career. I remember the way that race kind of broke down, that we kind of matched up with them. Our top runner was sort of running with their top runner, and our number two with their number two, and it was kind of weird. I've even seen some pictures of that race. It was kind of strange how it kind of came down to that. And and really through a good chunk of that race, through the middle of that race, the kind of through miles 2, 3, and 4, we were literally paired up with them, which was really the kind of strange dynamic. And we were just fortunate at the very end of that race. We had a couple of people sort of pull ahead. And as you mentioned earlier, I don't remember the points, Brad, but I think it was just 3 or 4 points, which, you know, is not much. And so we were just fortunate. I mean, honestly, they were a good team. We were a pretty solid team as well. And it really could have gone. You know, I think if that race had been run 10 times, you know, we probably would have won 5 and they would have won 5. But we were just fortunate to come out on top that day. But that's what I remember most about it. And it was a pretty emotional race for sure. And also, let me mention, you know, we thought that, you know, obviously that was the first time that we thought the streak could end. I think honestly, we didn't take any for granted, but clearly the 8 previous years we had a good deal of confidence going into that race. And that 9th year was the one we were pretty daggum nervous. We knew that you know, if we didn't really, really, you know, run at our best, that it was going to come to an end. So that was actually, when I look back over I'm in my 21st year at Rhodes, that race was probably definitely within, you know, the top you know, I don't know, two or three, you know, moments I really look back on with, you know, just, you know, incredible sense of pride. Definitely a top moment.
You know, Coach, having been in the league over a number of years, just talk about the way you've seen the SCAC grow in terms of cross country and really the runners and the athletes. The times have gotten so much faster as the years have progressed. As you look back on average, two decades ago now, we're running 2.5 minutes faster than we were, you know, back two decades ago.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, we were a fairly weak conference, and I think we were really honestly kind of perceived as a weak conference. Now, part of that, though, Russell, was I think early on, you know, you had a lot of programs where, you know, maybe they had the basketball coach coaching cross country, or you know, the administratively they just didn't put the resources into it that you see today. And over time, what has happened is we've, you know, the SCAC schools have just in general become more focused on, you know, really committing themselves at a higher level in general. So you started to see kind of in the late 90s, you started to see more coaches that were really, you know, specifically, coaches with strong running backgrounds from an exercise physiology standpoint. And so, teams actually hiring assistant coaches and GAs and putting more resources specifically into distance running. So, absolutely. The difference between, today versus, you know, the mid-90s is incredible. Starting in 95, I know Rhodes, we were fortunate. We had a few individual qualifiers starting about 95. We started to have some success at the national level. And then I think some people, we had a little bit of a bullseye on our back, but people really started stepping up, and slowly more and more programs, really, like I said, got some pretty aggressive coaches in. And, boy, I tell you, you're seeing – you know, just, three and four times as many people going to national championships, either on a team level or individually, than you saw, you know, even, you know, 10 years ago. It's been incredible. And I'll tell you, even on the national scene, the SCAC, is as strong a conference as there is out there. I mean, definitely there are a few conferences stronger, but we're definitely, when you look at results and in track and cross country, we're pretty competitive when you look at, you know, the UAA or some of these other conferences that in some ways are comparable in terms of the student athletes that we recruit. We're very competitive. So it's, you're right, it has changed a ton. And I think when you see your other SCAC, your peers and their athletes at nationals, there's definitely a real sense of kind of SCAC, that bonding and sort of conference pride that you didn't see 10 and 12 years ago. And it's definitely a pretty neat thing. It's made us work harder to try to, you know, maintain things at a pretty high level. And I think it's made all of us work harder. So, yeah, no doubt it's been a pretty impressive, really kind of 8 or 10 years to watch the talent level grow as it has.